Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings, guys. Welcome to another DDP. Cool comparison today, taken from a story in Genesis 27. We pick the story up with Jacob going into his father Isaac's tent to receive the blessing of the firstborn son. Well, the problem is Jacob's not the firstborn son. That honor actually belongs to his older brother Esau. But Isaac's blind, he's old, he can't see the difference in Jacob and Esau. And Jacob, whose name means in the Hebrew cheat or deceiver or supplanter, he goes in to deceive because that's what he does and that's who he is. So the story unfolds. Isaac blesses Jacob with his right hand blessing, meaning Jacob gets the favor. And then his brother is relegated to whatever's left over. So Jacob comes out of the tent, gets out of town before Esau comes in. You know the rest of the story. So there's a lot that could be said about these two guys, what they represent, how they live their lives. But for purposes of today's DDP, let's just look at what constitutes their blessings as given by their father Isaac. Look very closely to the wording of the blessing given to Jacob, and then very closely to the blessing given to Esau. We'll read Jacob's first, Genesis chapter 27, verse 28. God give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Now listen to Genesis 27, 39. This is the blessing to Esau. Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. Now the first and most obvious difference is Jacob's blessing comes as a gift from God. It says, God give thee, while Esau denotes his own works. Behold, thy dwelling shall be. So there's two basic ways to live, by grace and favor or by works and effort. And when your blessing comes from nothing that you do, then you're living in the abundant favor of God. But when you play a part in what you get, whether it's due to your consecration, due to your attendance to devotion, then you're a recipient of what you deserve. It doesn't matter about favor. Okay, so next, look at the order. Jacob receives the dew of heaven, followed by the fatness of the earth, while Esau gets them opposite. Esau gets the fatness of the earth and then the dew of heaven. Why? The provision of grace is always from above. The provision of works is always from beneath, where our hands work. The ark had one window. It's at the top, so Noah and his family couldn't see the waters beneath them, only the heavens above. Grace and favor range your provision from God, so the things of this world, what I call the economy of this world, the provision of man, can't affect you. Feast on heaven, not on earth. You'll be full. You'll be full longer. And then finally, God promises to give good things to Jacob with plenty of corn and wine, while Esau is only promised to be able to dwell in these things. The believer who rests in grace and favor will see manifold blessings come their way as a gift from God. Others are going to feel content simply to just be near the goodness of God. Some Christians seem content to struggle through life, dependent on the system of the world. They'll just look at heaven as the place they go when they die. But I'm telling you, you are saved to live for more than heaven. You are saved, according to John 10:10, to have abundant life. I'm telling you, that's corn and that's wine. And God destined you to receive the right hand blessing. The right hand was the hand the Father used but once. That was to bless the oldest son with everything. The left hand blessing could be used over and over again. I like to say this, whenever Joseph takes his two sons into his father Jacob. Jacob puts his hands out to bless them. And Joseph puts his firstborn son towards his father's right hand so that his right hand can fall on the head of the firstborn. But Jacob crosses his arms, puts his right hand on the youngest boy, puts his left hand on the oldest boy, because he says the youngest shall be greater than the oldest, and blesses them in reverse order. There's a lot of good things that could be said there. Aren't you glad that you were undeserving? You were unworthy? You were not born a natural recipient, and yet God crossed his arms for you? Man, that's good news. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.